tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Okay, so I'm double checking. Am I good? Am I good, right? Can you hear me? All right, cool. So today, I'm going to have a real conversation. And the conversation is going to be really hard to really talk about. And we're going to discuss. Okay? So, I'm talking about gun violence in our communities and the truth behind it. But before I get to the actual story, I just wanted to say real quick, I know a lot of y'all heard this story, man. And to me, it is so disturbing about this man who killed 8 children. He murdered unalive 8 children. And 7 of those children are his, or were his. And then one of those, I think, got critically wounded. And then the other adult got unalive. And then he got suicided by a police officer, I guess. I think the cop, when they found him, ended up shooting him and all that stuff, right? But my thing is, right, how can you, even, I don't care if you got mental health or what issues or whatever, though, man. How can you just fix yourself to murder people, especially innocent children? Innocent children that have not done nothing to nobody. These young babies are gone for no reason. If that don't piss people off, make you upset, like mad, I don't know what to say. You have no soul to me. These are young babies, man. They even started their life yet. And they are gone. It just breaks my heart, you know, when I see those type of things happen. When those things happen, you know, it's not right. That man took the lives of his kids and his nephew. That's just evil to me. Just an evil person. Now, another thing that happened last week, a former lieutenant governor murdered his wife and then took his own life. Think about it, man. Former lieutenant governor of Virginia murdered his wife, then took his own life. And one of his children ended up seeing his mama's dead body on the ground. When you see here those type of stories, man, just make you angry. Angry. What goes through people's mind? Okay, what issues you have, man? You know what I mean? If you are a type of, you feel unhinged, please go seek help. Help is out there, but you have to go seek it. Go look for it. That can stop a lot of heartache, man. Heartache. You understand that, right? This man killed his wife. No, his kids, I think he got 2 children. His children just lost a mama and a daddy. And imagine how traumatized these children. These children are teenagers, man. Imagine how traumatized these children is going to be. When I say this subject right here is going to be a hard subject to talk about, it really is. You know what I mean? Because all these things that just happened, all the people are black people. All of them are black. That just happened too. All happened within a week time frame, right? All that happened. Now, let me get to the subject that I really want to talk about too. Another in the black community as well. 15-year-old boy killed in New York. Now, these people, these the person, I think, well, this how the story got. Well, I saw the video clip a little bit. I don't know if the guy, I think I could, it was kind of grainy, so I couldn't really see it like that. Right, but what thing happened is the guy that did the killing, him and his friends, was, I think, jumped the guy first. All right, I don't know if the guy was really fighting back because, like I said, the video kind of grainy, so I couldn't really see it like that, right? You know what I'm saying? Because it was a whole bunch of children that was that surrounded the incident that happened. Now, these kids are teenagers, right? Teenagers. People out there was that stood watch instead of helping. You know what I'm saying? Phones were freaking recording. A life ended in seconds because of stupidity. Right? A life ended in stupidity right now. Right? My thing is, how do these teenagers be getting guns anyway? You know what I mean? I know they're going to have to be illegal anyway. An illegal firearm. I'm guessing anyway. I'm guessing. Got to be illegal. You know what I mean? Unless he took the gun from his home and brought it, you know what I'm saying, to show off with his friends. Who knows, right? You know what I mean? Until all the story comes out. Because I don't know if the police found him yet. And I hope they do. And I hope they give this damn fool, all right, the damn maximum penalty as possible that New York has. You go there, you fight. You know, I remember when I was young, right? Now, I grew up in the 80s. 1980s, I grew up. And I grew up during the time of the crack epidemic, the crack era. I grew up. Yeah, guys had guns back then too, right? But a lot of them were like older guys, you know what I mean? We had young boys, 13, 14, 15 years old. Yeah, and we got in fights. I'm talking about fights. We got into fights, me and my friends then. That's how we used to hang, man. And how we were, right? We never type of person to jump nobody. Me and my group of friends, we didn't jump anybody. You fight a person one-on-one. And we was there. If you two people having a beef, right? One for my group of friends and another group of friends, whatever. If those two have a beef against each other, hey, yeah, are we there? Are we circle? Are we in a circle? And I was there to make sure that no other people jump the person, even if this person lost the fight. You know what I'm saying? That's how we were, right? We didn't go around jumping people and carry guns. You know, we were 14, 15 years old. We didn't carry guns. We handled our stuff like this, like young men. You see what I'm saying? But these young boys today, they have no sense of life. Nothing. You know what I mean? And you know, when we were going to right here, we had beef with a lot of people. But guess what, though? Right? We fight today, and tomorrow we're damn friends. That's how we were, right? Whether you win or lose the fight, And sometimes, then, and I've seen it happen too, right? When a guy, right? And one guy had a lot of heart, but he'll be fighting another guy, right? And the guy used to beat him up all the time. But every day, you still go there and still fight the damn dude. Then one day I'm gonna beat this guy up. And one day he actually got the guy, man. He got better. Sorry about that. Yeah. He actually got better and actually got the guy, you know what I'm saying? Eventually got him. All right. This young man, and he was kind of short guy, I remember, man. And this young man, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of heart. back then. You know what I'm saying? And the guy was bigger than him too. But he never gave up, right? That's how we were back in those days. Now, what really bothered me, right? What really bothered me too is that you see these daggone young kids standing around, man. All they do is recording their videos. You know what I'm saying? They're recording stuff. Instead, somebody pull off to the side or whatever and call the police. Maybe if somebody would have called the police sooner, this probably would never have happened. You know, my cousin, my younger cousin, my cousin's daughter, she was only 16 years old. Happened a few years ago. Only 16 years old. And a 17-year-old punk-ass dude murdered her, right? This young lady, she was a basketball star at a high school. Her goal was to go to college, play college ball, and hopefully one day go to the WNBA. That was her goal. You know what I mean? And you know the sad thing about it, though, my little cousin, I've never met her until her death. Because you know, my other family member, they live across the country, right? You know, you understand me? I never met this young lady until her death, man. When I saw her in a casket. You see what I'm saying? When I saw her in that daggone casket laying down, it just breaks my heart, man. That it takes something tragic like that to bring the family together sometimes. Sad to me. You know what I mean? Gun violence. You see what I'm saying? All my cousin was doing was just all she was doing was trying to break up a fight. Break up a fight. This young lady. That's all she was trying to do. And from what I heard, right? She's trying to protect her younger brother. So to me, in my eyes, she wasn't a hero. In my eyes. Now I see this 15-year-old baby, right? Little young man who got murdered by another child. Murdered by another child. You know what I mean? Haven't even started life yet. And these type of things keep happening. See what I'm saying? These type of things keep happening, right? So, right, you know what I'm saying? This is not a movie, man. This is like real life. You know what I mean? When these young kids having guns, bringing guns, carrying guns around, murdering another person, taking another person's life for no damn reason. We all as a community, man, we should be outraged right now, I believe. Every single people. When you see these type of things, y'all know there's so much you can do. But the social media should be blowing up and people should be talking about these type of things. You know what I mean? A lot of times I've always been thinking though, man, how can we save our youth? You know what I mean? The young children, and not only black kids, white kids too. Spanish kids too. That's in the ghetto, that's in the hood, that's in the trailer park. How can we get to them before the streets get to them? Because if we as a society do not do something about this, you know what I mean? The streets will get to them, and then they're going to make your life a living hell. I'm telling you, man. If you live in those type of neighborhoods, when you see a lot of gang violence, a lot of violence, I know sometimes you got to, I know sometimes it could be scary. They got these crazy ass kids out there that do some crazy stuff. But if you got to, you know what I'm saying, give the police department figure, hey, we need to get these people out of our neighborhood, man. You know what I'm saying? They should not be in your damn neighborhood causing trouble. Because I'll say 99% of the people that live in poor neighborhoods, I'll say about 99%, right, are hardworking Americans, right? Are hardworking people, and they just go to work trying to take care of the family. It's just that maybe the 1% that live in that damn neighborhood that are bad and make the neighborhood look bad. But most people that live in the poor neighborhood, right? A lot of them are not criminals, okay? A lot of them never had police records before. You see what I'm saying? A lot of them never had police records before. They work, they go to school, they do whatever they need to do to take care of their families. You know, you understand that, man? But all that, there's the few that make that neighborhood be bad. So as a community, how can we reach the youth, though? That's the question that we need to ask, right? How can we get them? Because by the time they reach a certain age, 12, 13, they're set in their ways. You know what I mean? That's when the badness really come up, when they start become preteen and teenagers, man. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, that's most time when I see that's where the badness of those children really come up. So how can we reach them, get them, right? Should we have create programs in these poor neighborhoods? Right, I'm gonna tell you something, right? You cannot depend on the damn government, man, to fix this crap. The only thing these government are doing is building more prisons to lock your asses up. That's all they're doing. So we really need people to come together and figure something out, man. We need to have a village like we once did. So I'm saying, it takes a whole village. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? It takes a whole big village. For real though, man. And I really believe that's what we need. We have to do, man. You know what I mean? Mentor some of us that live in the neighborhood. Because we try to do some mentoring to the youth so they don't go to that path. I believe some of the best mentors, though, is people that's been there, done that. Me personally, that's how I feel. You understand me? People that's been there and done that. People that been in jail, did the time, street people, former street people who was once were on the streets, whatever, and they changed their lives around. You see what I'm saying? Those are the best, to me, would be the best mentor, because sometimes I think about this, right? It don't matter if a person is black, right? If you're a black person, black kid, that's on the streets. And then there's a black person, and he comes around wearing a suit and tie, and he talks proper, right? He used proper English and all the good stuff, big words and all that stuff, right? Versus, right, same guy, but it's another black guy who's the same age as this proper black guy, right? But he dressed more street, and he speaks the language of the youth, right? Who do you think those kids are going to listen to the most? You're not going to listen to that person in a suit and tie, right? A lot of times they probably call his ass lame. For real. You know what I'm saying? But somebody, and both of them could be saying the same thing, right? He says it one way, and the street guy, the former street guy, says it another way. See what I'm saying? That the children could understand. And man, I wish somebody could do like a study on that. I think that'd be a good study and see who those children would listen to first. Although that guy in the suit and tie, or wearing a little bow tie, look like a little nerd. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, those kids probably listen. You know what I mean? Those are the type of, I think, mentors that we need in the neighborhood, man, to mentor the young children, man. Talk to them. We need male mentors, female mentors, female ladies that's been in the streets, you know what I'm saying, to mentor these youth. Because that's what a lot of them need. They need guidance. You know what I mean? That person could tell them, hey, put the gun away, man. Hey, let's get rid of this gun. Seriously, though, because the young man that killed the 15-year-old boy, I'm telling you, if he had a mentor in his life, maybe this would never have happened. Maybe that 15-year-old boy would have been alive today. We got to think about that, right? We need to really figure out what can we do as a society. You know what I mean? I wish people could, in different neighborhoods, let's build like a good community center, something that's really going to help the youth, and people that's from that neighborhood donate money to help keep running. Because, like I said, you can't depend on the damn government, man. Because the government don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if they're Republicans, if they're Democrats. They don't care. Because if they care, they would have been done something a long time ago. The only thing that the government talk about is being tough on crime. And what does that really do? Nothing. Because these people don't give a damn if they go to jail or not. Once they have that mentality, they reach a certain age, they don't give a damn. How many times you see people, right? I know people like this back in the day, right? Who would do 2 years in jail, come back out and commit crimes again and go back to jail. There are people like that. I know people like that personally. You know what I'm saying? One minute a person's home, next minute you ask me, hey, where that person at? Oh, man, he just got locked up. He just robbed a liquor store. He got locked up again. You see what I'm saying? And you know, when a person come home, within a couple months, he's going to do something crazy or something stupid and send his ass back to jail. A lot of people are like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So the jail system is not working, right? The only reason why they have the jail system to profit is a moneymaker. That's when we need to start realizing. When we start realizing that once they have you in the system, they're making money off your body. You see what I'm saying? These people are making money. I'm telling you, man. You know what I mean? I would never understand, too, why people want to take penitentiary chances, man. Especially if you're not gay. Let's be real about that. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. You spend 6 months in jail, a year in jail. You can't be with a woman. I think about those type of things. I ain't lying. Like me, I love women, man. I do. That's why I could never be no criminal. I'm just being real, okay? Being real. First thing that I think about, right? Man, if I go to jail, I'm talking when I was younger, if I do some of this crime, right? And I go to jail, damn, I can't get no sex from the woman. You see what I'm saying? Those type of things I think about. That's why I don't take no penitentiary chances. I'm too afraid. I'm afraid of jail. You understand me? Now, not only that, they own you. The people in the jail now, the prisoners, the guards, this, you know what I'm saying? The warden, whomever is in charge, they own your body for the time. And then when you get out, you get probation or whatever, then they got you on ankle monitor. I'm going to tell you a story, though. Back in the 90s, when I was young, I did 30 days. That 30 days damn near killed me in the county. Just because I didn't pay my damn some ticket or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Minor stuff. 30 days in the county. And that 30 days damn near killed me. I said, nope, never again. See what I'm saying? Never again. I'll try to do the right thing, man, because I ain't taking no penitentiary chances. And that's that type of mentality you should have, right? You know what I'm saying? One time I'll get rid of these guns, man, when they're with the youth having these damn weapons. You know what I'm saying? Don't know the real handle weapon, but they're having it. Especially these teenagers. Excuse me. So, let's talk about mental health, though, right? So, a lot of times, the mental health ignored in our community, men told to be strong, right? Especially people in my generation. We're told to be strong. So I'm saying, suck it up and drive on. And there's a lot of time, man, that your pain, it turns into anger because you haven't dealt with that pain. It turns into anger. Trauma that you have goes untreated, man. Imagine a lot of children growing up seeing violence around them. I remember, man, I worked at a mental health hospital, man. And the girl, she was 16 years old. And I ain't lying to you. She was very violent, right, in the hospital, amongst other patients, children, right? Like, it was scared of her, too. And I wonder, you know what I mean? And she a black girl, you know? I wonder, I just talked to her, asked her, why are you this violent? Why, what's going on with you, right? What's going on? And she said, she told me that she sees it at home, in her own home, right? Where her parents, mom and daddy, fighting all the time. Aunties, uncles, people coming over, all they do is fight. So I'm saying? Kids see those type of things. And they emulate those type of things, man. So that's all she knew. You know what I mean? I'm not a therapist. I'll just ask her a simple question. Right? That's all she knew. So I'm saying, so when she got into the mental health hospital for a lot of stuff that actually happened to her, this young baby, you know what I mean? And I hope she really, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been a couple years old, she's got to be 18, 19 now. So I hope she really gets the help, or got the help that she deserved, man. You know what I mean? Mental health, a lot of times, is a serious issue, especially amongst the Black community, man. You know what I'm saying? You from a certain generation. You see certain things going on with your children, right? But the only thing you say, especially if you are of a faith, right? Well, we're gonna pray it away. That, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna pray it away without seeking help. See what I'm saying? You talk to your pastor, and the pastor have no training in mental health, but you can talk to this damn pastor with no training in mental health, right? Instead of actually getting your child the help that they deserve. You know? I tell you about my damn kids, right? Like, especially like my stepson. When he was younger, he's having a little anger issue, man. You know what I mean? And so before I go off, I told my wife, I said, look, we're on track here. We got insurance. So up a damn appointment for him. You know what I'm saying? So he can start talking about it. He was like eight, nine years old at the time. You know what I mean? And I'm so glad that we did it. I'm happy that we did it. Because me working in a mental health hospital, I see those type of things, right? So like, you know what I'm saying? This young kid needs help, right? This young kid needs help. And we got the help. I know your young man doing good. Proud of him. He both graduated high school at 16 with a 3-point-something GPA. You know what I mean? Time flying. In a couple weeks, he's about to graduate high school, man, because he got the help that he deserved. Right? You know what I'm saying? Even with my little son right now, he's 10 years old. Same thing with him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm making sure that he's talking to a therapist at that age. You know what I mean? Have him talk to somebody, man. Get these kids help. Because if you don't, the streets is going to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these young children do not have like a safe space to talk a lot of times, right? Sometimes, right? Because the kids don't know no better, right? But we as adults, we think therapy is weakness. Sometimes we think like that. And we need to start, we need to get all of us dumb. That's a really dumb mindset to me. See what I'm saying? You have, as a grown adult, have unhealed trauma. And then a lot of times, you put that unhealed trauma on your children. And that children have trauma. You see what I'm saying? And the cycle continues, right? That's why sometimes a lot of them turn violent, right? Because a lot of them don't have the guidance. No, they have bringing guns to school. See what I'm saying? Walking guns in a backpack, all that stuff, man. You see what I'm saying? Over time, some of these, and it will happen. Sometimes these kids will have emotional breakdowns. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it happens in silence. We don't know. Because sometimes they can't trust nobody, and they have no one to actually talk to, right? And the crisis that's happening in their mind, we build up over time. And then guess what they do? Just and explode. These young children, they will explode, right? We don't deal with pain. We carry it until it destroys us. If you don't deal with your pain, if you do not deal with your pain, if you do not deal with your pain, your pain will deal with you. And what's going to happen? Either you're going to commit SI or commit HI. You see what I'm saying? And either way, it's bad. You know what I mean? It's bad. This young 15-year-old boy, man, shouldn't have lost his daggone life like that. 15. He should have his whole life ahead of him. You see what I'm saying? Have his whole life ahead of him. No, his daggone parents now is without one child. Imagine how the parents feel right now. And I'll be honest with you right now. Sometimes black people, man, they get mad with black people sometimes when after they go to court and the person get convicted and they say, I forgive you. Man, forget that. I ain't forgive nobody. I'm dead serious, man. Forget all that nonsense. For real. Because, no, your child not coming back. How can you be so evil, especially so young, right? You're 15, 16, what, 8 years old, right? How can you be so evil, man, to take another person's life? Evil to me. That's one of the most evilest things a person could do in life, to kill somebody in cold blood. I'm telling you, man. Now, check this out. The numbers do not lie. According to the FBI, the United States see over 20,000 murders each year. Right? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, most of those murders involve firearms, right? Also, the CDC says Black Americans make up nearly 55% to 60% of all of gun homicide victims. The U.S. Census Bureau, Black Americans are about 13% of the U.S. population, right? That means, according to federal data, we are being impacted at a much higher rate when it comes to gun violence, man. The CDC also discussed young Black men are most likely victims of gun homicide, young Black men. I mean, Evertown for Gun Safety also said, right, discussed that Black children face significantly higher exposure to gun violence, man. And why is that? Again, the word mentorship. See what I'm saying? When it comes to the perpetrator. You know what I mean? The CDC says firearms are now the leading cause of death for children and teens. Think about that. Children and teens, right? National report, according to national reports, violence is concentrated in certain communities, right? In certain communities, and a lot of times the Black community. So according to the data, this is not random. It's not random. This is a crisis, man. So how can we fix all this stuff, right? That's going on. Gun violence amongst teenagers, right? Especially Black kids. What's going on, man? How can we fix this stuff, right? That's the thing that we have to think about. Do we need to start lobbying the government to do something? You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you live in a Republican state, right? And you're Black. A Republican town, and you're Black. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always gonna be a Black neighborhood, in the reddest area. You see what I'm saying? How can I fix it? Right? Do right our governors? Do right our Congress people? Or mayors? Email them? Right? Those are the type of things I think we need to start doing. Do we need to? You know what I'm saying? Go to the police chief and figure out. What can we do as a community to help reduce gun violence? What can police officers do instead of just always looking to arrest people? You know what I mean? How can they actually serve the community? All those type of things that we need to talk about, man. Because there's too much gun violence. And don't get me wrong, too. Just like I said, when I was growing up, yeah, we used to get in a fight, but I mean, there was gun violence, too, back then. But it seems like it's more prevalent now. You see what I'm saying? All y'all doing, man, right? You don't care about your life. Y'all just terrorizing your community and destroying your area, your community, man. Your community that you're supposed to take care of. You see what I'm saying? Even if you live in a really poor community, it's still that's your home. You should be able to take care of it and make it look good. You understand that, right? And make it look good. Now, the hard truth is, right, that we are hurting ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Most crime happen always, most time within the same race. Excuse me. White on white crime also exists. But rates matter, right? Violence is higher in our black, in our community. The violence is very higher, gun violence in our black community, man. Nobody else is pulling the trigger. And these are our neighborhoods that we're supposed to live in and try to keep beautify our neighborhoods, right? These are our people. These are our children. Cycles keep repeating. And we are losing ourselves. We are losing our young children. And these young children, they're supposed to be the future. These young kids are supposed to be the future of the country. You know what I mean? That young man, that young 50-year-old man, boy, that got murdered, right? He could have been a future leader one day. You know what I'm saying? He could have been doing something great with his life. Now, talk about something else, right? Accountability versus blame. Yes, racism exists, right? Yes, history matters. But we still make choices. The system didn't pull that trigger. That was a person. We must own our actions, right? Blame doesn't fix behavior. Accountability creates change. The truth is uncomfortable, but truth is necessary. Now think about this, right? We can't blame the white man all the time when something bad happened. So I'm saying we have to take accountability of our actions, of the thing that we do in life. We need to take accountability too. We can't blame, man, because of the white man, this and that. Because of redlining, whatever, they're keeping us down. You see what I'm saying? We can't blame that. We got to blame ourselves, man. Especially, you know what I'm saying? You got young kids and your young kids bad, violent. You know what I'm saying? The dad is not there. You can't blame the government, the white man, for that. You gotta blame that man who decided to walk all over his child's life, too. You understand me? Because these young children, especially young men, young girls too, but young men, they need that guidance. They do. Because if they don't get that guidance, I'm telling you, the streets is gonna soak them up. And the streets is gonna get them. So I'm saying, trust me, the streets is gonna get them, man. So we can't be blaming people for the way your life turned out. You know what I mean? You can't. You got to fix the problem, fix the issue. See what I'm saying? Be that family member, be the father, the parent, the mother, whatever, that the child deserves. I don't know if this child right here that pulled the trigger, I don't know if did he get love at home? Right? Does he have a loving mother? I bet she does. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was listening to his mom or his dad. Maybe he wasn't listening to them. Because if he was listening to his parents, if he doesn't have loving parents, he wouldn't be having a damn gun on him as a teenager. And I guarantee that the gun probably was an illegal gun. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is what I want to get to. Where is the dagger outrage, man? Police shootings bring protests. National media attention happens. Marches and rallies happen. But community violence Silence. Community violence. Silence. No national outrage. Families grieve alone. Social media moved on very fast. Pain gets ignored, right? All lives should matter equally. If Black lives matter, then they have to matter when we take them too, right? Where they have to matter when another Black man, a Black person kill another Black person, right? I'll never see none of these activists go into these Black neighborhoods, right? When another Black man take another Black man's life. I don't see that happening. You see what I'm saying? That's where outrage should be. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, if a police killer an unarmed Black person or anybody that's unarmed, yes, there should be justice, of course. Right? And it should be outrage too. But this right here, right? Because I guarantee right now, if you look at the stats, right? More Black men kill another Black man than a police kill a Black man. I guarantee right now, right? That more Black men kill another more Black man than the police kill the Black a Black person. So where's the outrage? I don't see nothing like the Black Lives Matter movement that's going on. See what I'm saying? And I know I got questions about them too anyway. I do, I really do. See what I'm saying? How come they don't go inside this damn Black neighborhood in the ghetto, in the hood? You know what I mean? And hey, try to create organization. If Black Lives Matter, right? If Black Lives really matter, right? As the Black Lives Matter people say, they could be going inside these damn Black cities and create organizations to try to help out the youth, right? Catch them while they're still young before the streets get them, right? I don't see them creating no programs. If they're doing it, they're doing it quietly. See what I'm saying? To help out the youth, to try to keep them out of jail. See what I'm saying? If Black lives really matter, those Black people that's in jail, I don't see them creating a program to try to help them into society. You understand me? All of that should count, man. You know what I'm saying? The weird damn outrage with these activists. Right? A lot of times when things happen, what they do? They come, they make a few speeches, and then go about the damn business. That's how I feel. And then they go about their business. See what I'm saying? So all lives should matter. Damn outrage. Come on now. You know what I mean? And those black people that were pulling the damn trigger, make sure they go to jail. Well, of course they're gonna go to jail, but get justice. You know what I'm saying? Do the damn time. And be hard and talk hard on these people. I don't give a damn. For real. It's just crazy to me, man, when these type of things happen. And the outrage isn't there like it should be. You know what I'm saying? Blowing up the damn, it should be blowing up there in the everybody. You know what I'm saying? And the mama should be talking about it. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you something right now. I love rap music. I love hip hop. I do. When it comes to music, that's my first form of love in music. But hip hop music today, it'd be like I ain't lying to you, since the late 80s, yes. But the music needs to change. So I'm saying the music needs to damn change. Right? They should be making music to try to uplift the people, man, instead of always making violent music. You know what I mean? Because you can still make music and still be successful. Make good music and still be successful as an artist, man. You know what I mean? You don't have to always make violent music all the damn time. It's just a disgrace to me. Because you hip-hop stars, you all have the power to reach millions of people. Millions of people. But what y'all do? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, young Black men and Black women. That's how they're making music, right? One that transforms this shit, and you don't think people listen to it? The reason why you don't think so, because maybe you're not the talented that you think you are. Huh? Because if you make the music and the music sound good with a good hook, trust me, people will listen. Right? Now, where are all these guns coming from, man? Illegal gun trafficking. Straw purchases, right? Gun bought for others, man. Stolen firearms, because some of these kids too. You know what I'm saying? They might have a parent that have guns in the house, and sometimes the parents they're not locking up their guns. And guess what? The child now stealing your gun. You know what I'm saying? Some of them get the guns from the damn black market. You know what I mean? Some of them from social media too. The influence, because some of them see people posting up guns like, oh, I need a gun too. Right? Sometimes they see guns as protection. And also seen as status. Younger kids carrying guns. And a lot of times, access to guns is easy. Right? A person right now could get a damn gun quicker. Right? An underage person, right? Could get a gun quicker than a bottle of liquor. Or a pack of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? These young children aren't manufacturing guns. They're getting them from somewhere. And how all these guns, man? How are these guns? Because you know what I'm saying? You live in the hood, you're poor, right? So how are these guns actually entering the black community so fast? Huh? That's a question that we need to answer. How are these guns get into the black community? Like that. You know what I mean? It just bothers me, man. It bothers me a lot. Seriously. Now, how can we save the next generation, right? We got to be able to try to save the next generation that's coming up right now. See what I'm saying? Mentorship, like I discussed earlier, is definitely needed. But like I said, right, it takes a village, man. It really does. You see that child going astray? Bring them, snatch their ass back and bring their ass. Hey, little boy, stop that, man. No, not like that, though. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Give them tough love. But show them love at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Still give them tough love. Don't talk to them all soft and sweet. No. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And still show them love at the same time. Because when you do that, they're going to see that you care. You don't have to be no family member. It could be just somebody in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? The big one is fathers must be present, man. Right? Fathers must be present in their children's lives, man. I don't give a damn what you on the damn baby mama is having right now. I don't give a damn. Make a point to be in the kid's life. And what always get me, right, when I see these damn black fathers, right, live in the same city, maybe 15, 20 minute drive from the kids. And I ain't trying, and the mother is willing to allow you to make you see your kids, right? But yet you don't go and take your child. That's soft to me. That's weak. See what I'm saying? Community, a lot of these communities must step up, man. They must step up. Schools also must engage. And a lot of times you schools in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to engage too. Of course, pay the teachers more money. Pay them more money and engage. Create some kind of after-school activity for these young kids. Something for them to do. See what I'm saying? And teach emotional control, man. And I always believe too, man, especially once the child reaches junior high school, one of the curriculum I think they should have an actual therapy class. You know what I'm saying? Like a regular class. You know what I'm saying? And they have it from the seventh grade all the way to them to 12th grade, right? That should be a mandatory, me personally, that's what I think. That should be a mandatory class, right? And actually have actual psychiatrists teaching the class. Right, licensed psychiatrist teaching the class, man. Right, we gotta normalize therapy, right? You know what I'm saying? Provide real opportunities for these kids to work. A lot of times, these kids have nothing to do, right? Imagine a child could go there, make a few bucks for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Working. Sometimes that keep them off the streets. You know what kept me off the streets? It's because my first job was at Burger King when I was 14 years old. I work at Burger King. That's another real thing that kept me off the street. My best friend at the time, his mom was a manager at Burger King, and she got me the job. You know what I mean? And I was making my own money, buying my own clothes, and I was happy. You know what I mean? I wasn't making money like the dope dealer because I saw a lot of drug dealers in my neighborhood driving fancy cars and all that, dressing sharp. You know what I mean? All the stuff we need to do, man. And we need to stop glorifying violence in the damn music. We need to stop the nonsense, man. And speak life into youth, right? And lead by example. We gotta lead by example, man. For real. We have to lead by example. Because if you don't lead by example, the kids see what you do. The young children, they see what you do. You understand me, right? And then a lot of times they mimic what you do. You know what I mean? Trust me, I really believe, though, that we really need to come together as a community, man, especially as a Black community, and we need to take care of the youth, take care of them, catch them when they're young, when they're like 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. Catch them when they are young, man. Mentor them. Teach them. Teach the young men. Teach the young girls. See what I'm saying? Teach them. Right? Mentor them. Show them there's another way. Another way to have a better life. It doesn't matter if they live in the ghetto. You know what I mean? They could get out of that ghetto one day. Get out of the hood one day. See what I'm saying? And we need to really, really put a pressure on the lawmakers about guns, about gun reforms and all of that stuff. Figure a way. You know what I mean? And stop building all the damn jails. And stop building all these jails and not building programs to help the youth of the future. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.